From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. For a third day in a row, anti-Iranian government protesters took to the streets and were met with counter-protests in the capital of Tehran. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy, which includes a 12.4% unemployment rate and rampant inflation. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to condemn the arrests of peaceful protesters through Twitter. Using excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly in September, Trump criticized the Iranian government, charging it has long oppressed the Iranian people. Thousands have participated in protests across Iran, which began Thursday. Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials will be deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome 2018. In the United States, New York City officials announced they will use two-step screening, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square, as an estimated 2 million people gather to watch the annual ball drop at midnight. A suspect is in custody for Wednesday's bomb blast in St. Petersburg. Russian news outlet Interfax is reporting the organizer and direct perpetrator of the blast in St. Petersburg was arrested during a special operation by the FSB. Wednesday's blast from a homemade bomb injured at least 13 people. Militant group Islamic State claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin called the attack an act of terrorism. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government has ordered telecommunication providers to cut internet and SMS service across the country. This is ahead of planned anti-government demonstrations. Grassroots activists have called for marches in major cities to demand President Joseph Kabila not change the Constitution to stand for a third term and release political prisoners. The telecommunications minister said services have been cut for state security reasons and to protect Congolese lives. 2017 was a deadly, devastating year for natural disasters. Wildfires, volcanoes, mudslides, and hurricanes left towns and cities across the world in dire straits. VOA's Arash Abbasi has more on the impact to Indonesia and the Philippines.
Volcano eruptions in Indonesia on Bali in November and Sumatra in December forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate and disrupted air travel for a time.
The lava is flowing towards two directions, to the south and the southeast, and the volcanic ash spewed 4.6 kilometers into the sky.
December in the Philippines, Tropical Storm Tembin killed at least 120 people with more than 160 others still missing.
I can't find my servants. My employees, my driver, and their families are all missing. My neighbors disappeared too.
Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
There's new hope for ailing parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef assisted reproductive technology. Researchers have been capturing coral spawn and rearing millions of larvae in large tanks. Professor Peter Harrison from Southern Cross University has been collecting the coral spawn of Heron Island on Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
What we're doing is capturing some of that coral spawn, growing millions of larvae, and then putting those larvae back into areas of the reef that don't have many living corals on them at the moment to rapidly increase the rate at which coral recovery can occur.
Harrison says these are the first experiments using larval restoration technique on the Great Barrier Reef. The reef, arguably Australia's greatest national treasure, it currently faces many threats, including climate change and pollution. A powerful Afghanistan governor returned to office Saturday and chaired an official meeting in violation of a presidential decree that ousted him from his post earlier this month. Atta Mohammed Noor, who governed Northern Bakh province for 13 years, has from the outset rejected his dismissal as illegal, questioning whether the president had the power to do so unilaterally. I'm
That's
Jim Bertel.
The latest world news from VOA.